What's up, everybody? Welcome to the TNT Wellness and Nutrition Podcast. I'm Thomas.
I'm Tyson. Let's get this started. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to another episode of TNT Wellness and Nutrition. This is episode 16. We're going to take a deep dive into my current diet, something I call protein-sparing modified fast. But first, we're going to check in with Tom, see what's going on with him.
So last week, I started a little carnivore diet. I wasn't 100% carnivore. I did have a couple other things on the side, maybe a little bit of coconut oil here or there, a couple glasses of wine. But overall, I've liked the results. I've noticed, unfortunately, I didn't check my weight beforehand, so I don't know if I lost any weight or not. But I don't really care because you can just lean back and forth on a scale and see that number change. So those things aren't really the most accurate measurement of where you're at. I've noticed I feel a little bit leaner. One thing you mentioned that I didn't really notice was an increase in hunger. I'm eating basically the same amount. Instead of eating a 16-ounce steak for dinner, I've switched it to a 20-ounce just to kind of make up for the difference between not eating those little bit of vegetables with some butter.
Mm-hmm.
My breakfast has always basically been bacon and eggs or some sort of meat with eggs. Maybe throw an avocado in there. Basically, just with the carnivore diet, no avocado. So my fat content's gone down a little bit. My protein's been 150 to 200 grams. I like the way I feel and everything. I just don't really notice any significant changes. I'm probably going to do it for about another week or so, kind of see how it goes. 1 week, it really isn't a lot of time to make any sort of significant changes.
No, yeah, that's true. What's your girlfriend think?
She's liked it so far. She's noticed she's slimmed up a little bit too. Mm-hmm. We don't have a scale in the house, so neither one of us can track our weight. So we're just kind of going off of, do we look any different, feeling any different, that type of thing. She likes the way she feels off of it, and she seems to notice some changes, too. So we're going to go for it about another week. We're not doing anything super strict, though. We went, wine tasting one day. We're going to go wine tasting again this weekend, so there's going to be a little bit of wine that'll be, a cheat day. But other than that, it feels good.
And she's eating the same things you're eating?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
The only downside is, it seemed like all the stores around me had a bunch of sales on steaks before I was doing this carnivore diet.
That sucks.
The second I switched, everything is full price. So I've been kind of every night going to a different grocery store hoping to find some sales on steaks and just haven't been able to find any.
Oh, that's rough.
Yeah. So, each dinner has been $25 just because, paying full price for steaks gets kind of expensive. But it is what it is.
Not about ground beef.
We did burgers twice.
Okay.
But that's not just a ground beef patty with some cheese and bacon. It's good, especially when you're using really good quality ingredients, but I don't know. I can't do that every night.
You'd rather have a steak?
Yeah, steak's so much better.
Yeah, I get that. Yeah, I guess I can live off ground beef, but I'm kind of unique like that. But,
So what's new with you this week?
Yeah, so my week, pretty much everything. Every moment of my life recently has been revolving around this little cut to Thanksgiving. 28 days to go, if you didn't know. Am I counting? Yes, I am. So, and it's honestly been going good. Just this last week, I did notice a little bit of a decrease in my energy throughout the day. I feel fine in the morning. I feel fine when I train. I sleep like a baby, no problem. But there is a little dip in the day. And I think that really just revolves around me eating less. The amount of ATP I'm producing, it has diminished. So it makes sense that I'm a little more tired. So that's okay. Kind of sucks, but it's not that big of a deal. And I do notice that I sleep less. And we've talked about this. When we fast, we usually don't sleep that much.
Oh, yeah. My sleep time goes down, 25%, 30%, something along those lines.
Yes. So have I been waking up sometimes at 3:30 after sleeping 6 hours and feeling like a champ? Yeah. Have I been training at 4 in the morning and waking up everybody? Yeah. So, but the thing
I'm sure your neighbors love that.
Yeah, they must hate me. But it's not a bad thing. I'm not waking up groggy. I wake up a spring chicken, I feel fine, and I get after it. But it is funny, I feel like a 9-year-old dude, because I fall asleep at anywhere from 8:30 to 9:30, then I'm up around 3:30 or 4:30. And it's clockwork, I don't set an alarm, I just wake up. So that's something I've noticed, and getting leaner, really, I noticed that. Again, I don't weigh myself either, just how you said, but Like, my weight belt is down another notch. My belt that I wear around my jeans is down another notch. Again, it's like an inch. So, every sign is leading to this is going good.
Yeah, as long as you're not feeling like shit and you're still losing. Have you, like, lost any strength, anything like that?
No, haven't lost any strength. Intensity is still high while training. Energy is still high while training. Like, I really haven't hit that wall yet. Like, I really haven't. Now, am I hungry as shit? Yeah. Like, throughout the day, I'm pretty hungry. There's no doubt about it. And that's the one, like, fatal flaw in this diet is your appetite control is just trash. So it becomes a willpower game. And for someone like me, for 8 weeks, that's not a problem. I haven't cheated. I haven't thought about cheating. It's not going to happen. But for just an average guy or girl there trying to lose weight, most of them aren't going to be this diligent. When you're hungry, that's when you cheat on your diets.
So any, like, tricks you're using to, like, curb that hunger?
Well, a shit ton of water. Okay. I have noticed the past few weeks, I mean, this might be too much information, but I'll go to the bathroom, like, I'll pee 20 times a day. Because I have this big, like, 3 gallon thing of water. I guess no, it's 1 gallon, but I must fill that thing up 5 times throughout the day. Because I'm just sipping on water all day because I'm hungry as shit. So that's something I've noticed, and it's actually kind of annoying that I have to go to the bathroom. I feel like a girl with a small bladder or someone who's, like, pregnant. You know what I mean? Running to the bathroom every 20 minutes. But I've been doing that. And right now I just had a refeed day. And you know I don't mess around on refeed days.
Oh, what was that, like 8,000 calories?
You want to try and guess my macros a little bit for the day?
Like how many grams of protein? Mm-hmm. And fat. 500 grams of protein, 400 fat.
It was 650 grams of protein.
Damn.
And 450 grams of fat. Even when I logged it, I was like, that's impressive.
What? How much, how many calories is that altogether?
It was all like 7,000.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. And it was like maybe like 3 grams of carbs just from like the trace carbs from eggs. So it was a lot. And honestly, did I have more in the tank when I fell asleep? Sure did. I was kind of like pissed. I was like, I should have ate more, but it's okay. But actually, that's a good point. Transitioning into why I have refeed days, because what I'm doing right now is called a protein sparing modified fast. And so really you keep your protein elevated. My protein's around 200, 250 grams a day. And you really cut all other sources of calories. So my carbs right now are zero. I'm back to zero carb. And the fat I get are just the fats associated with the meat. And right now I'm only eating lean cuts of meat. So I'm eating cod and eggs post-workout, only 2 eggs. And beef heart the rest of the day. So about a pound of beef heart, a pound and a half of beef heart. Which are both really lean sources of protein. So that's how I'm losing weight. I'm using the protein to keep my muscles healthy, strong, repairing, but I'm forcing my body to tap into its own body fat stores to lose weight that way. And honestly, I have great results. Like, I post pictures on Instagram, and obviously I get comments like, you know, are you natural? What are you taking? All this type of shit. And that's fine. You know, I guess I'm used to that, but I look good. I feel good. And I'm just really hungry.
So what's this cut for? Why are you doing this type of cut?
Yeah, that's a good question. And I guess I don't even know how to really answer that. If you talk to my mom or my wife, they'll say I'm a glutton for punishment. Like, I have to, like, just do this to myself, like, make my life hard, or just put these, like, self little challenges on myself. So I do kind of get a kick out of putting things to the test. You know, like, can I really do this for the next 2 months and be really strict and, you know, get good results. So I like testing myself. I think that's important. I think most people don't do that. I think society nowadays, everyone's trying to round the corners of society, make everything soft, make everything easy. I'm trying to do the opposite, you know, steel strengthens steel, right? I'm trying to make things a little harder, trying to grow from it, trying to realize, you know, can I do this? I'm trying to pass that test. And also from a business standpoint, if you look good without clothes on, people will listen to you more than if you don't. And it's sad, but it's true. If you walk around with abs, people will listen to your diet plan more than if you didn't.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Nobody's going to listen to a fat dietitian.
Yeah. So that helps, too. It just helps with the image. And the only thing is I wouldn't consider what I'm doing right now healthy. Like, if you just want to live a healthy life, be a healthy weight, there are definitely other ways to lose weight. But if you want to really sculpt your physique, and if you're trying to peak for like a single day, which was something I would do, I don't know if I'm going to do any sort of physique or bodybuilding show, but I might. And all I would have to do is peak for 1 second for one day and, you know, pose in some trunks and I'll be done. But you can't live this way forever. You can't be depleted 24/7, 365, because it will catch up to you. Even for me, my willpower will run out.
Well, isn't this type of diet very similar to the, like, rabbit starvation diet?
Yes, 100%. Yeah, this is why, like, Inuits and other, like, indigenous cultures, they kind of stayed away from really lean meats because they realized this type of stuff would happen. Eventually, once your body doesn't have that much body fat to give up, you're going to run into issues.
Yeah, so this type of diet really isn't sustainable for, like, a long time.
I think maybe the max, if I had to do it, I think I can do it for maybe 12 to 16 weeks. But I really think that would be it.
I think what that's really going to come down to is how much body fat you have to tap into.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you're a pretty lean guy, so you don't really have a whole lot to tap into.
Yeah.
If you were 400 pounds obese, I think you probably could do it for a lot longer.
That's a good point.
So I think that kind of has a lot to do with it, how much body fat you can tap into until you're going to have to start tapping into protein for energy.
And that's when you're really going to feel like shit. That's when you're really going to get sick. And that's when you're just not going to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Everything's going to come to a screeching halt. But if you listen to our podcast on calories in, calories out, it might have been like 10 episodes ago. I forget. But we talked about how reducing calories isn't really the best way to lose weight because your BMR, your basal metabolic rate, will match your calorie intake. And that's true. That does happen. And that's why I do incorporate refeed days into my meal plan. So I will eat lean, you know, calories around 1500 or so for maybe 5 day stretches. And I let my body tell me a little bit, like when I do start noticing that I'm extra hungry, I do refeed days. But you need to give your metabolism that boost. You need to give your body that extra fuel source to kind of re-kick the engine on, to restart everything. Because if you stay low calorie for too long, your metabolism will crash. And when that happens, it's going to take a long time for it to bounce back.
So when that happens, that's like when you see somebody on a 600 calorie diet running on the treadmill for 30 minutes a day. And then all of a sudden they stop losing weight and they had all this energy. And then one day they're just dead. Brain fog, have no energy to go do anything. And that's because their BMR dropped to a point that's so low that they just can't sustain it. So that's what's going on there. That's why he's introducing those refeeding days. And that's why we don't really recommend a calorie-restricted diet long-term. For like a cut like this, if you're cutting, like if you're an MMA fighter and you need a healthy way to cut weight, you can do a protein-modified sparing diet. How do you say it?
Protein-sparing modified fast.
Protein-sparing modified fast.
Yeah, it's kind of unique, yeah.
I hear the term all the time. I just never say it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I say it all the time now because people ask me what I'm doing. Yeah.
So the way like most fighters, wrestlers, boxers, like whatever you're doing to cut weight, most of them will just fast. So just calorie restriction, no food, you're really going to limit your amount of water. So what Tyson's doing is the same thing, but he's keeping his protein levels high. So he still has energy coming in and he's going to give his body some fuel, giving his muscles a lot of fuel. So it's not going to be breaking down protein from the muscles. So that's the way he's doing it that way. Which is very good if you're trying to make weight one time. But if you're like a wrestler and your season's a few months long and you need to make weight twice a week for like 4 months, not really the best way to cut weight.
And you need to perform in those intermediate times at a high level.
Yes, exactly. You're not going to have the energy. You're not having the fuel sources available. So this type of diet would be good for, you know, an MMA fighter trying to make weight one time, a bodybuilder trying to get on stage one time. But that's the key, is that one time.
Exactly. And my energy demands are only high for maybe 2 hours a day, once a day. And that's when I'm training in the mornings. Besides that, my energy demands are very low. So I don't need to be, you know, performing at peak levels all the time. It is very limited where I'm actually able to kind of grind through my workouts. And I'm able to do that right now. It's not really a problem. But yeah, it's interesting, you know. So far, so good.
Yeah, you've noticed some changes. It's from everything you've said, it seems to be working. You still got a couple more weeks, so we can really see what happens in the next couple of weeks.
Yeah, 4 more weeks to go.
So if you're like a wrestler or another athlete that needs to cut weight, but has to cut weight several times throughout a short period of time, so you wouldn't really want to do this type of diet. But instead, what you should do is a similar type of diet where your protein levels are always going to stay high, so you never tap into that muscle. But instead of cutting all that fat, cutting all those carbohydrates at the same time, you're still going to have to perform. So you still want to keep your fats high and your carbohydrates just high enough to fuel those workouts and to fuel your performance. So you don't want to have a zero carb diet if you're in the wrestling season.
Yeah, so it's still going to be probably technically a low carb diet, but your protein's elevated, your fat's elevated, so you have fuel to do what you need to do. And honestly, this sort of diet, like we said, is very specific. You know, if you have a goal in mind, it is good. And if you have any more questions about it personally, you can always reach out to us and we can kind of get you dialed in if you want that. But if you're just trying to lose weight in a more, in a healthy fashion, the best way to do it is just to limit carbohydrates and don't even focus on calories. You know, keep your protein elevated, keep your fat elevated. And once your body starts producing less insulin, you'll just start losing weight and eventually you'll get down to kind of a healthy body weight and just stay there. Sometimes your body has like a body set weight, say like 180 pounds where your body wants to be. You might not look great in the mirror. You might want to weigh 160 pounds, but maybe your body doesn't, you know? So is it healthy to drop to 160? Maybe not. You know, you might want to, and then something like this works into play where you force your body to change. But like I said earlier, this isn't something I would ever say is a healthy thing. Like, I understand what I'm doing right now isn't technically healthy. I feel fine. I look better, but I think I was healthier 20 pounds ago.
I would say that you're cutting one of the healthiest ways possible, though.
Oh, yeah. I agree with that. There's worse ways to do it.
Oh, definitely. And you went around it the right way. You got fat adapted first before you cut your fat. So if you tried it without getting fat adapted first, I'm sure your workouts would be shit. You'd have low energy. You'd be
terrible.
You'd be hangry all day, every day.
Yes.
You probably would have like 3-4 refeed days a week just because you
have I would have to. Yeah. No, that's a great point. I guess that's something I should have mentioned as well. So a protein-sparing modified fast is pretty common, especially in the like obesity treatment world. It does work, especially when you're really heavy, because like Tom said earlier, if you have a lot of body fat on you, that's a huge store. That's a huge amount of calories. So this is a great way to tap into that. But if you're just an average person, maybe you're a little chubby, a little out of shape, what you really want to do first is get fat adapted. So that means pretty much go on a ketogenic, low-carb style diet. I would say for at least 3 months, if not 6 months. I was on it for, geez, I don't know how long I've been doing this.
Over a year.
Yeah, over a year at least, probably a few years. Because I know I've been carnivore for over a year. Before that, I was keto. Before that, I was low-carb, like whole foods. So I would say 2 years of pretty strict, probably under 30 grams of carbs a day. So I was a great fat burner once I started this. And I honestly think that's why I'm, like, quote-unquote, thriving through this diet. Most people suffer through this, but I still feel pretty much fine. I'm just getting in better shape. So the key part that a lot of people leave out when recommending this sort of diet is that first 3 to 6 months of just go keto, go low-carb. Once you become a better fat burner, and you realize when you are, your appetite goes down tremendously, your energy goes up, you just feel better. Once those things start happening, then we can start manipulating your protein, manipulating your fat calories, and start inducing weight loss that way. But the trick is, and again, this is damn near for everything in life, get fat adapted. There's nothing bad about getting fat adapted.
Yeah, there's nothing bad about being able to tap into your own energy sources that your body has just damn near an unlimited amount just stored on your body at all times. So yeah, everybody should be fat adapted. That's a great recommendation. If you're going to go on a calorie restriction diet, this would be the only way that me and Tyson would agree that is a healthy way to do it, but only in the short term. So you could go this type of diet if you're trying to get on stage, if you're shredding for a wedding, something along those lines. It's a great way to lose weight in a fast way without really destroying your body. But over the long term, you're definitely going to need lots and lots of fats. You're going to need carbs here and there, depending on how athletic you are, what type of training you're doing. So it's like, yeah, calorie restriction, it works in the short term, but definitely not in the long term. And this is definitely a better way to go about a calorie restriction diet.
Yeah, no, it's very true. Actually, it's funny. I didn't tell you this. part of my refeed day. You ever heard of Flying Dutchman from In-N-Out?
I've heard of Flying Dutchman, like the coffee shop.
Oh, okay.
Or no, I'm thinking of Dutch Brothers.
Dutch Brothers, you are,
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Flying Dutchman, you know what a double-double is from In-N-Out?
Yeah.
So it's just the meat and the cheese. So it's no lettuce, no tomatoes, nothing. It's just a double-double, okay. Right? So I did not, you think I would know Flying Dutchman's exist? Didn't know Flying Dutchman's exist until maybe last week.
So it's a double-double protein style?
Yeah, but without the lettuce.
Okay.
It's literally just two pieces of meat and two pieces of cheese.
Okay.
It looks very depressing, but they're good.
Well, that's what I was eating. I did that at dinner twice.
There you
go. But not In-N-Out, like my own.
Your own stuff. Yeah. Got it. Yeah. So this happened. My last refeed day, I planned it out 5 days in advance. I was like, oh, I'm going to get my meals in. So I had like 2 pounds of fish in the morning. Then I had 2 pounds of ground beef that I made here myself. And then when my wife came home, I was like, yo, we're going in and out and we're getting some Flying Dutchman, right? Because I'm trying to put down as much as I can. How many double-doubles do you think I ate in one sitting?
3, 4.
Shit. 10. I put down 10 of them. And I was like, give me all of this shit.
That's like $50, isn't it?
It was like $40. I don't want to talk about that part. That part's actually upsetting, how much I spent on it. Yeah. But, yeah, I actually put a picture on Instagram of it. I ate 10 double-doubles, and honestly, with room to spare.
Damn.
I was like, let's just go. You know what I mean? So, that's how I got that that protein number that high. So.
That sounds like so much, but I'm trying to remember the last time I've had a fast food patty. Because when I make patties at home...
Oh, they're tiny.
Like, the patties I make are probably, like, 1/2 pound each.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, I don't even know what those fast food patties really look like anymore.
10 is 2.5 pounds of beef.
Okay.
That's what it is. Yeah.
All right.
Which is normal for me, because normally when I was just eating, like, normal just to stay healthy, I was eating 3 pounds a shot. So, yeah. But then again, by the time I got to In-N-Out, I was already 4 pounds deep. So, it was all, like, 7 pounds that day almost.
Damn.
So, yeah. That's a lot. So... But I was really looking forward to it. I was really pumped for it. I'm not going to do that this week. This week, I'm just going to do pretty much triple that ground beef. I'm going to get 6 pounds and get that in my refeed day. So I've already kind of planned that out. Because I don't want to spend that much money on In-N-Out again. It feels like a waste of money.
Yeah, that's a lot of money.
It's too much. Yeah.
Especially when you can have made something better at home.
Oh, 1,000,000%. Yeah. But was it tasty? Yes, it was.
Oh, I love In-N-Out.
Yeah. And the thing is, normally I wouldn't eat that because I am pretty particular about what I eat. But... once you get your body so hungry all the time, that little bit of, oh, it's not the best, goes out the window. You're like, screw it. Where is it? Bring it home. You know what I mean?
So, yeah, when you're hungry, you just got to eat sometimes. You like, just got to eat. You don't really have all that control.
Yeah, so I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah. So, yeah, that goes into the tip of the week. So one thing we talked about today is fasting. We talked about a protein-sparing modified fast. So what I'm recommending is, I really wouldn't consider this an intermittent fast or an extended fast. I guess it's just a fast. An extended fast, I consider it to be like 3 or more days.
Yeah, me too.
Intermittent fasting, I consider 12 hours plus, but you're still eating within that one day. So what I'm recommending is you go a full calendar day without eating. So your last meal... Monday night dinner, your next meal is going to be Wednesday morning breakfast. So the entire day of Tuesday, you do not eat. So that translates into 30 hours, 36 hours, somewhere along those lines. So what's going to happen on that Tuesday where you're not eating, you're going to get hungry when you're used to eating breakfast. 30 minutes, hour later, you're not going to be hungry. Then whenever you're used to eating either your lunch or your dinner, your snack, you're going to get hungry again. 30 minutes to an hour is going to pass by. You're not going to be hungry. Same thing is going to happen with dinner. So that little roller coaster is going to happen 3, 4 times, however many times you're used to eating a day. That's going
to
happen.
Yeah, you'll get put to the test during those times.
So you're going to be hungry, but then those hunger cues are going to go away. So are you really craving fuel right there? Is like your fuel tank on empty? Well, no, it can't be if you still function throughout the rest of the day and those hunger cues went away. So they're kind of like false alarms. I mean, there's other things that your body could be craving, but mostly we're creatures of habit. You're used to eating at a certain time, so you're going to be hungry at those times. So if you can go an entire day without eating, what that really tells you is you're in control over your food. The food doesn't control you. So you eat when you want to eat. You don't eat when this food's telling you to eat, the clock's telling you to eat. You eat when you want to eat. So key to that is being fat adapted first. Once you're fat adapted, it's easy to skip meals because you're just, you can have a meal anytime you want. You just tap into your own body fat. And this also really gives you control over cravings. Yeah, nobody's going to be perfect. Everybody's going to give in to cravings. Somebody's going to go spend $50 at In-N-Out every now and then.
Yes.
Like, there's kind of just, nobody's perfect. There's just no ways around it unless you go move out to the forest somewhere.
And you're forced to.
Yeah, you have no temptations out there. So what will happen, you'll get hungry, then you won't be. Hungry, you won't be. A really great day to do this is like the very busiest day of your week. That way, you know, you don't really even have time to eat. You're too busy doing other things. And this will really help you in the long run. It's great for your mental stability. It just really gives you that control over food. And next time you have a craving, you just know, because you've already experienced it, if I just wait 20 minutes, that craving is going to be gone.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's also just a motivation booster and a confidence booster. Once you realize you put yourself to a test and you pass that test, you just feel better about yourself. And that's important.
Yeah, I think most people struggle with weight and struggle with food more so like psychological reasons than like physiological. Like, I don't need food all the time. I don't need to eat six meals a day.
And especially if you're overweight, you definitely don't.
Yeah, there's plenty of people out there. You're like, they got a massive savings account on their body.
They just need they're millionaires.
Yeah, they just need to start tapping into that.
They just forgot the PIN code. That's what it is. Yeah.
Yeah, so that's my tip of the week. Just go a full calendar day without eating. It really changes your mindset. You don't have to be fat adapted to do it. I did it during high school all the time. There's many days that I went without eating.
You can grind through one day.
Yeah, I would go a day without eating and work out twice that day. And not the little like half-assed workouts that I do now. Like, I'd run 6 miles fast in the morning, and then I would go wrestle for like 2 hours. And I would do that without eating. Like, so anybody can do it. It's just putting that mind over matter, and then next time that you start to have those cravings, you already know that you've done something harder, so you know you can accomplish it. And it just gives you that little, that mental boost.
That's a great tip. Yeah, it's really good advice. Try and do that. Again, reach out if you have any, you know, you want some tips on how to do it a little easier. We'll help you. But that's great.
Yeah, some little tricks to use is like definitely consume lots of water, like what you were talking about earlier. Salt is another big one. Are you doing lots of salt shots?
I am, yeah. I guess I didn't speak about that, but I do salt shots every morning.
Yeah. Which is great for keeping your body like hydrated. It gives you a good mineral balance, so you're not really going to feel cramps throughout the day, especially, you know, during summer times, or if you're a hardcore athlete, even though Odell Beckham has problems with that.
Yeah, still.
Did you hear about that?
No. Well, a little bit. Yeah, not the details, though.
This is just kind of a side note, but I think it's pretty funny, is he doesn't like the taste of water, so he doesn't drink water. And he also doesn't like the way that his body feels with water in it. He doesn't like that sloshy feeling. So instead is he will run to the point where he's dehydrated and will have to go to the locker room and get an IV. And he would rather go that route than just drink some water throughout the game.
Really?
This is
odd.
One of the best athletes in the world is like allergic to water, basically.
Jeez, man.
Would rather get IV injections than just have a glass of water.
God, no thank you. I'll just sip my water here. All right, well, that's another episode in the books. Again, thank you for listening. You can find us at tntwellnessandnutrition.com. You can also reach out at tntwellnessandnutrition@gmail.com. We're on all social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. So if you have any questions, comments, or concerns, feel free to reach out.
Yeah, look for us. We're the Flexing Bicep and the Blue Heart. I hope everybody has a happy and healthy week.